Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I'm Matt Jordan. Joining me now is the coach of the Golden Tornado, Coach Darren Wagner.
All right, Coach. Well, we got your first win out of the way. We got the first win of the season. You're 1-1 now. First home win. So all that's taken care of. What were some of the things that you just really liked from the game Friday?
Well, I think some of the positives. I thought we were pretty clean on offense. I mean, the game plan was to, you know, we run some RPOs with the screens attached to our run game, and if they loaded the box, we were going to kick it out on the edge. And Jalen Logan did a really good job of doing that. Trey Myrie, C.J. Kelly, Adam Rutherford, you know, they all did a nice job catching the football, and Jalen executed. So I was really pleased with what we did offensively.
Yeah, I feel like when your guys' offense, as far as high school offenses goes, one of the more fun ones to watch, one of the more college-like, spread it out, throw a lot of those bubble screens, let your athletes do the work.
Yeah, I mean, it's really pretty simple. If the box count isn't good inside and we got leverage outside, we're going to try to flip it out there and go. Jaden Crawford has some size for us on the offensive line, but other than that, we're not a huge offensive line. So numbers are important. We don't want to beat our head into the box all day. They want to take the run away, then we want to try to get it to athletes and see if we can do something with it.
And you got a pretty good running back, and Ethan Camp was able to young guy, sophomore, one of the young guys on the team. And really, I mean, you let him kind of carry the rock in that second half to milk the clock when it come down to it.
Yeah, Brendan Graham is actually our starting running back, and he was unavailable for us Friday. Ethan didn't know he was starting at running back till he showed up Friday afternoon. So there was some little bit of changes that were going on right before game time. It wasn't the smoothest thing, but he gets reps every week in practice. He did a good job, and we did kind of pound the ball a little bit more in the second half because I felt like we were struggling on defense some. So we wanted to make sure we took care of business.
Another guy that I felt like had a really good game, C.J. Kelly. He had the kick return touchdown. He had a bubble screen and go touchdown and had an interception. So he played well in all three facets of the game.
Yeah, CJ had a 79-yarder, I think it was. It's kind of a little tunnel screen where we pull a few linemen out in front of him too and try to get him on the safeties, and he popped it. And then the kick return was a big play for us. Columbus had gotten – you could feel the momentum kind of jump to their sideline, and I felt like that gave us – let us breathe a little bit and kind of got us going again. So he was our special teams player of the week. You know, he did a really good job for us Friday.
Yeah, he's got great vision.
Uh-huh.
Played quarterback last year a little bit, so that probably comes from that. But you can see it when he catches those screens. He knows where to hit the holes and where to go. And you saw it on the kick return as well.
Yeah. If they don't have some tacklers around him, you know, he's got the ability to make them pay.
All right. Well, we've talked about the good. Let's talk a little bit about the bad. You mentioned your defense. Kind of let Columbus get back into the game a little bit. But ultimately, you guys did pull off a pretty decent-sized victory. What are some other things you'd like to see improved?
Well, we didn't feel like we played as well up front against the run game as we did against Fort Scott. When we came out of Fort Scott week, we were really upset because we felt like we gave some scoring chances away inside the 10, and then we gave up some third down conversions. But we did a pretty good job against the run, against a team that traditionally runs the ball well. Well, we weren't as good with defensive line play. We didn't have Brendan Graham, who is a starting linebacker. Jacoby Sharp filled in for him. But we just felt like we weren't very physical and didn't play as hard in the middle of the game. You know, second half of the second quarter and the third quarter, we didn't feel like we were as intense. So we got to clean some things up, defensive line and linebacker play and things like that.
All right, what are we looking at as we head into to week three, Altamont, LeBec County? You're head to Altamont, so what are we looking at there?
Well, they got a heck of a team. It's kind of hard to tell. They took one on the chin in the first week, but that was to Pittsburgh, you know, traditionally a 5A, and they've just dropped to 4A. And Pittsburgh's capable of beating any 4A team in the state, maybe with the exception of Miege. So Pittsburgh was so good up front that it's hard to tell how LeBec County is up front. And then in LeBec County's second game against Independence, it was a mutter on a grass field. I mean, it was a sloppy game. When you're watching the film, kids can't keep their footing and stuff like that. So we think they're very good. Their quarterback, Easton Dean, is an Iowa State commit. He's 6'8", 230 pounds. You don't see quarterbacks like that in the SEC very often. So he can run it. He can throw it when he scrambles. He keeps his eyes down the field, and he makes things happen. So we've got to keep him contained, and we have to play coverage. We can't start peeking in the backfield and coming up when if he bolts the pocket. Our contain guy's got to keep him in the pocket, and our DB's got to play coverage. So, and they're a very good defense. I'm impressed with them defensively. You know, they shut out Independence and really dropped the hammer on them in the second half. And against Pittsburgh, they were just out there all the time, literally. So we think they're very good defensively, and they're going to pose a challenge to us. You know, they're good in the box, and they're probably athletic enough outside that they're going to try to take our screen game and our quicks away from us. So we've got to do a real good job running the football and probably getting the ball down the field a little bit more too.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck this Friday, and good luck as you prepare this week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Coach. Take care.
This has been the Coach's Corner. I'm Matt Jordan, and thanks to Coach Darren Wagner of Field Kinley for joining us today.